Fatch and Duddy joined in the laughter. Three friends together. Logalog had returned with a jug of seaweed grog, and Rosie took it from him.
Come on, young Quill. Stop that laughing and conduct yourself like a proper bulgum. Leave those two a moment. They'll still be here when you get back. We've got a bit of magic to do for old Glogalog.
Logalog gave Rosie a sceptical look.
Can you really understand the marsh toad language?
Hon Rosie jumped down to the sand, carefully catching the jug of grog as Duddy lowered it to her.
Suppose so, that not all of it, just the main bits,
she said.
A bulgum is a high-up sort of chap, chief or magician, that kind of rot, and Glogalog is the podgy fella in the hammock. He's the king of all marsh toads. We saved his life, but I'll tell you more about that later. Oh, by the way, I'd change my name if I were you, just for the time we're here. The mighty king wouldn't like having some beast around with a name that sounded too much like his. Well, cheerio, see you later, Gluggabag.
The shrewd chieftain looked at her indignantly.
Gluggabag?
The breakfast fire was reduced to a few smouldering twigs and ashes. Glogalog and the marsh toads formed a circle around it. Rosie instructed Duddy as to what they should do, and the performance began. As the hare and the hedgehog went into a wild dance, jigging and prancing madly, the toad circle moved back to give them more space. At intervals, Rosie and Duddy would point to each other and shout out in deep, impressive voices.
Bulgum! Hooyah! Hug! Hug! Bulgum!
Still cavorting crazily, they passed the jug of seaweed grog, each taking a quantity and holding it in their mouths. Rosie's ears stood up stiff. That was the signal. Fssst! Duddy and Rosie squirted the grog from their mouths over the smouldering ashes of the breakfast fire. Woof! Red and blue flames shot up high as the embers ignited by the grog took fresh light. All the marsh toads, even Glogalog, fell flat on their faces in the sand, moaning. Pulling a wry face, Duddy spat out again.
Tilly! Horrible stuff! My own Uncle Gabe would have had it all buried in a hole far out in the woodlands.
Rosie pointed to the prostrate toad masses.
"'Twas worth it, though, Darry. We're a right old pair of bulgums now and no mistake.
With the threat of a marsh toad invasion now gone, the crew set about making a ceremonial lunch aboard the Pearl Queen, with Glogalog and several of his lieutenants as guests. Food was prepared and spread on the hatch covers. The Gowsum Kooks did it up proud. October ale, heavy fruit cake, hot plum scones, mint tea, and a superb apple and blackberry flan. While Rosie held disjointed conversations with the Marsh Toad King, Duddy related their strange story to the crew.